Thank you, band. It's great to have my brother Stephen with us, brother-in-law, and my sister-in-law Linda. Steve was my youth leader. He was my pastor, and it's a great man of God. And let's just give him a warm welcome. Okay, come on.
Well, hallelujah. Good to be with you today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. My father used to say, a Lord's day well spent brings a week of content and health for the toils of the morrow. But the Lord's day profaned, whate'er may be gained, is a certain forerunner of sorrow. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord on the Lord's day. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's good to be with Marion and Chaz and Dave and Lou and Joe and the family and some of you that, some of you I've seen from Oasis and now up this way, and some of you I've known from this fellowship for a long time. It's just lovely to be with you, to worship with you, and to see the good things that God is doing. Amen. Amen. We have a good God, don't we? Yes. And God is a faithful God, isn't he? Yes. Hallelujah. And I just trust that God will bless us and bless me through the word of God this morning. Amen. I want to read to you some verses from John's Gospel and chapter 1. John's Gospel and chapter 1. Some beautiful verses here. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, he was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Other version says the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, and all that through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man coming into the world. Jesus is the light of the world. John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Isaiah 9, verse 2, Isaiah says, the light has shined in the darkness, and the people that have seen, sat in darkness, have seen a great light. This morning, a very simple message for you. Jesus is the light of the world. Light's important, isn't it? Light is so important. Some of you younger people, maybe not, but some of you older people, well, remember the kind of scenario when you are trying to get your baby to sleep. And you just think the baby's gone to sleep, and as the baby's fast asleep, you try to tiptoe out of the room. Wah! And you go back and you spend more time with the baby and you settle the baby in. And eventually you're tiptoeing out of the room and you turn the light off for fear that the baby will wake up, because you want 2 hours of quiet and peace in the evening. And just as you are walking out and the baby is just asleep in the dark, you stub your toe on the bed. And that excruciating pain hits your brain and back to your toe, and everything within you wants to scream in pain. You can't. You can awake the baby. You know the cartoons where the cartoon runs outside and screams and then comes back inside. You want to do that. And light is important because we stumble when we don't live in the light. We hurt ourselves when we don't live in the light. We get ourselves into trouble when we don't live in the light. But Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I had a situation a while ago. Some while ago now. For one reason or another, I left preparation for the Sunday sermon to Saturday night. And I never do that normally. I'm normally prepared well in advance, but other things had happened, and it was Saturday night, and I was on my laptop or wasn't a laptop then, it was a computer then, on my computer, to prepare for Sunday morning on Saturday night. And of course, there was a power cut that lasted for 4 hours. And I had to sit at the table with a candle and my Bible and a notepad. And I thought, I feel like the Apostle Paul here. The light makes a lot of difference to this, doesn't it? The light makes a lot of difference. And Jesus said, and this is a powerful, powerful statement. It is so, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Listen, the 18th century in this country brought about a period that is sometimes called the Enlightenment. It was a time of a resurgence of knowledge and learning and understanding. But how many of you know when learning and understanding is not mixed with faith, it doesn't prove helpful? Doesn't the Bible say in the book of Hebrews that people heard the truth, but it wasn't mixed with faith, so it didn't profit them? And in fact, what was the Enlightenment became a time of spiritual darkness. It asked lots of questions, but it didn't provide any answers. Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going to? He didn't provide those answers. But Jesus came and he said, I am the light of the world. He came to show us where we came from, why we're here, and where we're going to. And the light shined in the darkness. Yeah. Yeah. I read about a guy who got a taxi from one side of town to the other side of town, and the taxi driver was driving and he went straight through red traffic lights. And he said to the taxi driver, you've just gone through red traffic lights. And the taxi driver said, I know, he said, but my brother does it all the time. And the bloke thought, this is dangerous. They got to the next set of traffic lights and the guy went straight through the red traffic lights. He said, you're going to get us killed, keep driving through red traffic lights. He said, I know, but my brother does it all the time. Anyway, eventually he came to some green traffic lights and he stopped. And the guy said to him, why you stopped? It's green traffic lights, you can go. He said, I know, but you never know when my brother might be coming. Do you know, somehow we're kind of living in a world where people are stopping at red traffic lights and going through green traffic lights. Yeah, yeah. All the right things that God has taught us, people are saying are wrong. And all the wrong things that the Bible teaches against, people say that's okay. Yeah. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think in a spiritual sense, we're living in a time of darkness. Yeah. We're living in a time where darkness seems to be prevalent. But our reading said the light has shined in the darkness. Yeah. Jesus is not some momentary flicker. He's an eternal flame that will shine and shine and shine in the darkness. And the darkness will not overcome it. Come on, say amen to that. Hallelujah. And when we know the word of God, we have. You see, in the ancient world, light and truth were equated as the same. Ignorance and darkness were equated as the same. So when we have the word of God, we have the light of God within our lives. We have the light of the world within our lives. Doesn't the Bible say, your word is a lamp unto my feet and it's a light unto my path? And when we have the word of God, we have that light that shines into our lives and that exposes the darkness. Hallelujah. I'm glad we got the light of God's word. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. You know something, the ancient world, it's interesting. Everything Jesus said was so profound. You couldn't imagine at the time what Jesus was saying at the time. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. But in the ancient world, the only form of light was the sun or a fire. That was the only form of light. we now know on the spectrum of light, it's much more than just the sun. It's much more than that. And Jesus is much more than we think he is. He's much more than we think. And he shines his light into our lives. And as he shines his light into our lives, what a blessing he brings us. Amen. And so we think of visible light, the light of the sun or the light of a torch. And Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. If you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. And when we follow the Lord, we are not walking in darkness, but we are walking in the light. And it's good to be walking in the light. You know, the light of the sun travels to us at about 186.4 miles per second. That's incredible, isn't it? And we live by that light. But the light of God shines into our lives even quicker than that, because it's the truth of God's word that shines into our lives. The Bible says the Lord directs the steps of the godly. And you know, when you live the Christian life, when you are living the Christian life, the light of God will shine into your life and it will show you the way. It will show you the way. The steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord. He shows us the way to go. Jesus said, if you follow me, you will not walk in darkness. We're following Jesus. We're following the light of Jesus. My goodness. Brexit or no Brexit? Deal or no deal? Margaret Thatcher or no Margaret? No, did I say Margaret Thatcher? Theresa May. Or no Theresa May. You know something? We have the light of Christ, the light of God's word to show us the way. Don't you need the light? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Goodness me. Do you know one of the biggest problems I have these days? Is you're going to say this is not a problem. But it is a problem. One of the biggest problems for me is the Argos catalogue. I can't read it. I cannot read the Argos catalogue these days. I have to get a light and a magnifying glass to read the Argos catalogue. And there are some things in this world you can't read and you can't see unless you have a decent amount of light to see it. And hallelujah, we have the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And even in the darkness of this world, his word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. It shows us the way. Hallelujah. And we won't get it wrong, and we won't stumble, and we won't fall, because we walk in the light. And we don't walk in the darkness. And if you believe that, say amen or something. Goodness me. So I'm thinking of somebody who's maybe facing a serious operation, or maybe someone whose relationship is breaking down, or someone who's facing severe temptation. Somebody is suffering a bereavement in the family, and those things that bring darkness, that bring stress, that are difficult to handle. Hallelujah. And in those circumstances and those situations, the light shines into our lives. And can I just say to you, I don't know what you're going through, but whatever it is, I know the light and truth of God's word will shine into your life. Bringing comfort, bringing healing, bringing strength. And you will not stumble because you walk in the light. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom or of what shall I be afraid? Can you say amen to that? But then secondly, one thing the ancient world could never have imagined was that on the spectrum of light is something that we call X-ray. And it's on the spectrum of light. And you understand what an X-ray is? Yeah. The X-ray can expose things that would not normally be seen. Things that are hidden. Yeah. And when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, he also comes to search our hearts. The Lord will bring our darkest secrets to light and will reveal our deepest moments. The psalmist said, before I was born, you knew me. Before I lived a single day, every one of them was written in your book. Everything is open to God. And his light is not just a visible light to show us the way. His light is like an X-ray. Have you ever been gone to hospital to have an X-ray? You never know what's going to come, do you? I'm worse than the hospital is the dentist. And the dentist says, I think I need to take an X-ray. And immediately you're thinking of him extracting a tooth or filling a tooth and the discomfort that brings. And X-rays can see things that others can't see. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Like an X-ray, he searches our hearts. And the light of Christ comes to expose what's inside and help us to deal with those things in Jesus' name. I remember when I was a kid, I was in a church service and the preacher was preaching, and the preacher was getting very passionate and very powerful, and he was preaching a bit of a condemnation message, if you like, and he was saying, I'm telling you, he said, every one of you have got a skeleton in your cupboard. And to that day, I can remember going home and looking in all the cupboards and I couldn't find a skeleton anywhere. But you know something? There are things in all of our hearts. There are hidden sins. There are willful sins. There are buried mistakes. There are broken relationships. There's stuff in our hearts that should not be there. That should, and we cover it. Somebody gave me a book to read a long while ago, and I read this book, and the title of the book is Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am, Who I Really Am? And the theme of the book was because there's stuff inside that we don't want anyone else to know about. It's hidden, it's covered, it's deep down. But you know, the light of Christ shines into our lives to expose those things, not to bring condemnation. The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. It's not as if God wants to uncover stuff and embarrass you and expose you. It's because he wants to bring healing. And some of us are carrying guilt and a burden and pain and difficulties inside our hearts. And we live with it and we cover it and we pretend that it's not there. But God knows it's there and we know it's there. But I know a fount where sins are washed away. And I know a place where night is turned to day. And it isn't that God wants to make us feel guilty and expose us. It's because he wants to heal us and bring forgiveness and cleansing. And if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Can you say amen to that? Lord, help us in Jesus' name. And when the light of the world shines into your light, it's not to harm you. It's to expose stuff. Many, many, many a person has been to the hospital and had an X-ray. And something has been exposed inside. And the doctor says, it's okay. It's early stages. We can deal with it. We can deal with it. And they were glad that they had that X-ray. Because they were able to deal with it. And a life was saved. And when God speaks into our lives, God says, I can deal with it. I can deal with it. I can deal with it. I can bring cleansing and healing and forgiveness. My brother, my sister, don't carry guilt. Don't carry that inner pain. Let Jesus take it. Come unto me, all the you that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there's another form of light on the spectrum, isn't there? We call it infrared. And the ancient world could never have known about infrared light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. The whole spectrum of light. God created the light. He knew infrared was there. He knew x-rays was there. Infrared light. What does it say in Revelations? Behold, I set before you an open door. I've got to be honest with you. I am not a scientist. I don't know much about the science of infrared. But I do know one thing. When I press the button on my key fob, it opens my car door. I do know that. It opens the door. And I also know that when I press the button on my remote control, it turns the telly on. And it opens the doorway to a whole load of channels on my television screen. That is, of course, when I can find the remote control. So who's the remote control king in your life? Somebody said to me, every time I'm watching something, my dad comes in and he switches it onto another channel and then he walks out of the room and he's doing something else and we're left watching his channel. But you know, infrared opens the doorway to the future. Opens the doorway to what God has for our lives. Opens the doorway to God's blessing, to God's grace. When Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, he was saying, I'm going to open the doors for you. I'm going to prepare the way for you. What does it say in Isaiah? Every valley will be exalted. Every mountain and hill will be made low. The crooked places will be made straight. And the rough places will be made smooth. In other words, God is the one who will open the doors for our lives and for our experiences. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. That's why the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your paths. And you know something? You may feel at the moment that doors are shut. I want to tell you, the light of the world is here to open the doors for you. And he will open those doors for you. It may not be just in your time. It may not be just in your way. But he'll open the doors for you. I remember one year I was on holiday in Greece. And I was invited to speak in a church in Thessalonica, to the Thessalonians. And it was a Pentecostal church, and I wasn't giving the full sermon, but I was giving a little word in this service. We were actually on holiday. And up until that time, we'd been snorkeling in the Mediterranean Sea and swimming in the glorious sunshine. And I was giving this word in this church in Thessalonica, and I thought, Lord, I could do with a call to Greece to preach. And you know sometimes when you squeeze your eyes very tight so that you get a revelation of something. And I think I said, Lord, if I walk out of the church this morning and two cars pass me, I'll know you're calling me to come to Greece. And sometimes we want things to happen very, very much. In those moments, in those times, we want it to happen very, very much. And sometimes it doesn't happen. I want to tell you, God will open the doors for you when it's right. And he will open the right doors for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? A brother was giving that lovely testimony this morning about Israel and being given. And 41 years, was it, brother? You said you had to wait? You know, and the psalmist said, I waited patiently for the Lord. And sometimes you have to, but God will open the doors. Whether it's a job, whether it's a career, whether it's a relationship, whatever, God will open the doors. What do? We hold on to the word of God. Your word is truth. Your word is light. We hold on to the truth. We hold on to the light. And we know that God will open the doors for us. I was praying with a guy a little while ago about a job, and he's qualified for a job, and he had an interview for this job. And he said, Pastor, would you pray with me that I get this job, that God gives me the right words to say? And he went for the interview for the job. And I said to him, how did you get on? He said, well, I'm waiting for them to tell me. He said, but I really felt the interview went very well. He said, I've got the qualifications and I've got the experience that they need. I think it's going to be okay. When he got the letter from the company, they didn't give him the job. They gave it to somebody else. And he was absolutely devastated. And he was kind of even angry with God. And I was talking to him about it. And he said, Pastor, it was so right. Why didn't God open the doors? And sometimes we wonder why God doesn't open the doors for us. I'm telling you, a month later, he got another job that was even better than that job. And sometimes the door doesn't open because it's not right for you, because it's not the time. But God says, I am the one who opens the doors that no one can shut. And I shut the doors that no one can open. And I know that Jesus is the light of the world. And when he shines into our lives, he will open the doors for us and show the way. Come on, if you believe that, say amen or something. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Just to close off with, there's something else on the spectrum of light, isn't there? It's called ultraviolet light. Yeah. Ultraviolet light. And you know what ultraviolet light is? You know, it kind of use it for, you know, when you go into a shop, because I know you people up here in Lincolnshire are wealthy, and you go into a shop with a £50 note, and the guy in the shop puts it under an ultraviolet light to see if it's real or not, doesn't he? And have you seen those sort of crime programs and somebody's murdered somebody and they've cleaned the wall off with a strong detergent. But the Emma Fox from Silent Witness or something comes in with a, or David Frost or Barnaby or somebody comes in with ultraviolet light. And even when you try to scrub off all the blood, you can still see it through ultraviolet light. But ultraviolet light also has the ability to fluoresce some colours and bring out the brightness in the colour, you know. And Paul says, we with unveiled face reflect the glory, the brightness of the Lord in our lives. And the light of Christ, didn't Jesus say, I'm come that you might have life and have it in all its brightness, in all of its fullness. Isn't that true? Isn't that true? I remember we had a guy come to preach at our church, and he was what they called a chalk artist. And he came with a big sheet of paper, probably as big as that screen up there, put it onto the platform, and he had some chalks, and he started to draw a picture of the cross and the resurrection of Christ. And it was a very unique kind of ministry. And as he was talking, he was drawing this picture, and he was talking about the cross. He was talking about the resurrection of Christ, and he was talking about the wonder of our salvation. And you were watching him as he talked, and he was drawing this amazing picture. And when he came to the end, and he brought his message to a conclusion about the resurrection of Christ, and he stood back, and you saw this picture, and you thought, wow, that's absolutely beautiful. But then he turned on the ultraviolet light, and it was 1,000 times more brilliant. And the congregation gasped, wow, that was absolutely fantastic. And you just sat mesmerized. He had used that fluorescent chalk, and the ultralight had brought out all of those vivid fluorescent colors there. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I am come to bring out the vividness of your life. I am come to bring out the color. I am come to bring out the joy. I am come to bring out the fulfillment in your life, in your experience. Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe that? Do you believe that this morning? I believe it. Jesus said, I want you to have life. And when the light of the gospel shines into our lives, when we live by the truth of God's word, it brings out the best in our lives. It brings out what God wants us to have in our lives and our experiences. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Can you say amen to that? When Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, he meant a lot more than I'll just show you the way. All of those things that touch our lives and our experiences in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I just heard about a cave that lived in darkness, way down in the bowels of the earth. And one day, someone said to the cave, you need to come out into the light. and see the sunshine. And the cave said, light? Never heard of it. There's no such thing as light. There's no such thing as sunshine. One day, the cave decided to go and look and went out into the light and saw the light and the sunshine and all of the colours of the world and the beauty of the world. And the cave enjoyed it. It loved the light. One day, the cave said to the sunshine and to the light, you must come down into the bowels of the earth and see the darkness. And the sun said, darkness? What's darkness? Never seen darkness. But the sunshine and the light went down into the bowels of the earth to see the darkness. And the cave said, see, here is the darkness. And as the sunshine and the light walked in, it said, so where's the darkness? Where's the darkness? The light has shined in the darkness. We're walking in the dark. We're walking in the light of God's word. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Is he your light? Is he your light? Are you walking in the light of God's word? Are you walking in the light of God's grace, of God's goodness? Because if you are, you're doing the right thing. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And what will happen? Yes, he will direct your steps and you will not stumble. Yes, he will search your heart and bring to light things that need to be forgiven and cleansed and dealt with. Yes, he will open doors at the right time. And yes, he will bring out the fullness in your life and experience. Could we just come to a close this morning by standing in prayer? Allow the Holy Spirit to just touch our hearts. I don't know everyone here today. I don't know. I never come to church without I believe for a miracle to happen. Without I believe God to touch someone's life or do something. I just feel if God is here, God always wants to do something. And it may be, as we just sing this song together, that somebody needs prayer. Maybe it's something that I've said that has just brought to light something you'd like to pray about this morning. Maybe there's someone here, actually, it's your first time in church, or you've only been coming for a while and you've never actually given your heart and life to Jesus, and you don't know the fullness of that light coming into your life. Maybe it's nothing to do with what's been said today, but God has been speaking to you about something and you just would like prayer this morning, then I'm happy to just pray with anyone, because I don't know, I just dare to believe for a miracle. I just dare to believe that God will touch someone today and do something remarkable in your life and experience. And as we sing this song, if you just feel you want to come forward for prayer, then please feel free to just come forward. Won't keep you very long, but just to stand together and pray in Jesus' name can make all the difference. Amen. Okay, Dave, thank you.